It's Monday, February 24th, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. As Grootfontein gears up to host the 5th Regional Memorial Service for the late Founding Father, Dr. Samuel Daniel Shafishuna Nyoma, authorities have ordered the closure of all bars and shebeens today and tomorrow as a mark of respect. Meanwhile, in Katimamulilo, last night's memorial service drew large crowds, officially ending this morning at 6. And as our correspondent in Katimamulilo, Jackson Kunatela, reports, Governor Lawrence Sampofu said the event drew large crowds.
Our program went well yesterday. The casket arrived very early in the morning, around 9 o'clock. The casket was already at the hospital. Then we came in the process, went through the Semnema Drive, Ngoma Road, then Katimamulilo Hospital Road, and then Hagigengo Road.
Nyoma's remains left Katimamulilo this morning at 6, scheduled for the memorial proceedings in Grootfontein. The Electoral Court has ruled that the Landless People's Movement can join the Independent Patriots for Change in its legal bid to challenge last year's National Assembly elections. Judges ruled in favor after no opposition was raised against LPM's application to co-apply in the case. LPM spokesperson Lifalaza Robert Smith Simata.
We say this with a great sentiment of progress moving when it comes to our democracy and how the systems are functioning in place for us to already plead that we have issue and we have error in how things were carried out about. So we're glad that there's progress moving in this way, that the court have recognized that our LPM can and do have a case and can be a co-applicant in this.
In the same sitting, Simata raised this serious concern.
Though we have to give a security of 300,000, which we believe also is an indicator on how expensive justice is within our country, for us to just be heard, we have to therefore give us a sum like this, which is a separate argument on its own. Where imagine if you as a Namibian citizen would have to state your case and how much you'd have to put down of security.
Paratus has confirmed in its latest statement that it fell victim to a ransomware attack by the cyber criminal group Akira on 13 February. The attackers reportedly accessed approximately 84 gigabytes of internal company data, but Paratus assured customers that cloud backups remain encrypted and secure, adding that it is currently working with international cybersecurity experts to assess the extent of the breach and implement necessary countermeasures. Firefighters in the Cape Winelands faced a tough night battling multiple fires. Spokesperson Joanne Otto says the Dunstone and Rusuk fires near Wellington were contained, while teams at Oaklands diverted flames away from the horse stables and plantations. In Wittenberg, successful backburns helped contain key fire lines. Otto confirms that teams continue mopping up and monitoring hotspots as efforts to control the blaze persist.
The fire at Oaklands has no active flames this morning, but the area is very hot, with high load of smoldering coals and tree stumps. On the Sierra side, there is still a small line moving toward Fairfield Farm and small spots high in the mountains. In the mountain above Tilbach, the fire line is still active, but moving slowly down the mountain.
On the international front, Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer reaffirmed on Sunday that discussions about Ukraine's future cannot take place without Ukraine's direct involvement. And according to Reuters, while speaking at the Scottish Labour Party conference in Glasgow, Starmer underscored that while no one wants the war to continue, especially the Ukrainians themselves, it is essential that these voices shape the outcome. Ahead of a Trump meeting, he underscored that after enduring immense suffering and fighting for their sovereignty, Ukraine must be guaranteed a long-term secure future. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.